Hey, what's going on, everyone? It is Brian, and welcome to episode number 17 of the Brian Kenny Podcast. This is a podcast where I discuss everything that interests me. So that comes from business to my own personal life and into health as well, and wellness a little bit. They're kind of new topics to me, but something that I'm becoming more and more interested in and learning about. I've been on a little bit of a hiatus on this podcast for the past couple of months. I guess my last podcast was about mid-November 2017. It's now late January 2018. And the main reason for that is because I just got so tired, or I felt that the content that I was creating, both on the podcast and in the vlogs, it was almost repetitive, but I also felt that I was putting on a bit of a show or finding topics to talk about rather than having a good, well-founded knowledge base on different topics before I start to talk about them. Like, in order for you to become, in order for you to talk about any subject, you should have had some depth of knowledge or experience with that subject before you start to talk about it to other people, because it takes a while for things to percolate or for things to settle in before you really get the full gamut or knowledge of that subject. And so I guess I was feeling a little bit kind of, you know, that I'm just constantly creating this content and there wasn't really a lot of validity or a lot of good substance behind what I was talking about. And that kind of slowly drained on me to a point where I said, I'm just going to stop it. I'm going to pause for a bit. I'm going to recoup and think about how I want to approach 2018 and what I want to accomplish. And if podcast is a part of that, I'm going to go 100% at it, which is what I'm going to do. I'm not sure what the schedule is going to be. I'm not going to commit to a schedule. I'm not going to say it's going to be every single week or every 2 weeks or twice a week. They're just going to come out pretty frequently, and they're going to come out when there's good substance and knowledge to be talked about. So I guess the first kind of subject to talk about is how I've changed my habits over the last month to 6 weeks, and the big kind of changes and what I've noticed and what effects I've noticed in my life from those changes. So the big thing, just starting from the beginning of my day, is my morning ritual I've completely changed out. So when I wake up in the morning now, I no longer charge my phone or my watch or any screen beside my bed. I charge it all downstairs in my office before I go to bed. I plug it in. I actually put my phone on airplane mode just so that when I want to check the time or anything in the morning, I'm not looking at what emails I've received or what has come in overnight. It's on airplane mode. I can check the time. I can check what meetings I've got ongoing that day, etc. So no phones in the morning, especially for the first hour. And that has hugely affected how I wake up in the morning. It feels a lot more like I'm in control of the day rather than waking up and getting replugged back into a bombardment of information and notifications, and those notifications almost taking control of my day rather than what's changed now is that when I wake up in the morning and when I get downstairs, the first thing that I'll do, bar, you know, kissing my kids and my wife and saying good morning to them, is to write a to-do list. And I'll write three tasks that I want to accomplish in business, and I'll write three tasks that I want to accomplish personally. So the business ones are very related to MiniCorp and what I'd like to accomplish that day. And the personal ones are more, you know, I want to exercise, or I want to read my book, or just really simple, basic to-dos that if I got all of those six tasks done that day, I would feel like I've really accomplished something. Now, invariably, what I end up doing is kind of doing more, like going above and beyond or accomplishing not just those six tasks, but maybe 10 tasks. And because of that, I feel like I've really overcome the day, or I've really created or accomplished something of huge significance that day, and I kind of go to bed with a big smile on my face. So writing out those three to-do lists in the morning allows me to take control of what my day is going to be like, or to make sure that nothing kind of creeps in and takes precedence over those six items that I've written down. So I'd highly encourage other people to do this, or just to even trial it for 4 to 6 weeks to see how much of an effect it has on you, to see how you take control of the day versus letting the phone and notifications and other people dictate what you're going to accomplish that day. The other big thing that I've really changed is the reading books and assimilating knowledge. I've noticed that I've such a huge appetite for different subjects, and I just wasn't feeding that appetite at all. Like, I have a crazy appetite into health and the understanding of my body and how different elements of it work. But I've also got a huge interest in artificial intelligence and neural networks and all of these crazy subjects. Another big one is all around, I love learning how other people have accomplished what they have done in their lives. And so reading biographies on people is a really big plus, or a big, really big insightful win for me. In January alone, I've already read, I think, 5 books, from Fire and Fury with Donald Trump. That was a completely scary read. That guy, oh my God. Fire and Fury with Donald Trump. I have read the Elon Musk biography. I'm now reading a Netflix, I can't remember what the book is called, but it's basically a play-by-play of how Netflix was created and their culture and management structure and everything. Just all of these really insightful books. But what had happened to me before is that I would never really have time. So I'd wake up in the morning, straight on my phone, then I'm on my motorbike, I'm traveling to work, I get to work and I'm plugged in and I'm working straight away. Versus now, changing that into waking up in the morning, spending time with the kids, writing down my to-do list, getting structured and ready for the day. Then I no longer take my motorbike. I'm in the process of selling that. I go to the dart station. I take the dart into work. For those of you not in Ireland, that is our, I wouldn't call it like a subway. it's basically a train that goes in and out to Dublin, but it's meant to be really frequent, but it's not. Anyway, I take the dart. The dart takes me about 40 minutes, 35 to 40 minutes. It means that I get exercise from leaving my house to walking to the dart station. During that time, I normally listen to a podcast. And then once I get on the dart, I open up my book and I get a good 30 to 40 minutes of reading time both ways, both when I'm leaving and going to work, and then also when I'm coming back home that evening. And that time, like that, what is it, like an hour max, an hour to an hour and 20 minutes every day of getting to read the books that I really want and to assimilate that knowledge and to kind of just percolate it in your head has had such a huge impact on my outlook on life and my happiness, on what I want to accomplish and how I see the world and everything. It's pretty big. But one thing I haven't really touched on a lot is that when I'm walking to the dart is about 15 minutes walk. When I'm walking from the dart to the office is another 15 minutes. So that means that I get 30 minutes of, well, both ways, I get an hour of good podcast listening time. Finding good podcasts has been really difficult for me, but I've found some really, really great ones. Ones like Kevin Rose's one, Joe Rogan. I've written a blog post. If you go to bkenny.com, you'll see a listing of some of the greater blog posts that I've written. I'll leave it in the show notes for this as well. Some of the greatest podcasts or greater podcasts that I've loved listening to. And even like, you know, listening to ones about, there's Dr. Rhoda, I can't remember her surname right now. She is an amazing, clever, intelligent, I don't know how to describe her, lady who basically can walk you through different elements of your body and how it functions and how she uses pure science to understand the body better. And just all of these crazy ways that your body works and your microbiome and all of these other elements. It's really, really good. I'll leave links to these things in the description. And then also, by that time I get to work. But I forgot to mention that what I'm doing right now is called intermittent fasting as well. So I eat all of my meals within a 8-hour window. So that means for 16 hours a day, the only thing, like I'm completely fasting. I have water, I have tea, I have coffee, but I don't eat anything for 16 hours every day. And the effects that that's had on my body has been huge, from both an energy perspective to a feeling clean to a having lots more exercise and get up and go, excuse me, has been huge for me. Like it's crazy what giving your body a break for 16 hours from your digestive system does. Like it's if you think about it like an iPhone battery, if you have an app that's running in the background consistently or for the majority of your day and it's processing and processing and processing, of course it's going to drain your battery. It's going to start to take more of your energy out of that phone. And so by eating in that 8-hour window and making sure that I'm eating healthy and eating well, I still have or I'm getting a greater influx of energy in my day. And that's amazing. Like, I absolutely love it. Then in work, what's going down is that I've kind of realigned or reset priorities of what I want to accomplish in MiniCorp. One of the big ones is giving as much autonomy and status to the people that are within MiniCorp so that we can control the company together, that we can dictate the vision and the future and set the heading of where the company is going. And the products that we create and the companies that we create within MiniCorp are ones that we are in love and passionate about building, and that we should never feel like communication should be top of our list. And when we should always feel that we're communicating well, and the dispersion of knowledge and the cross-pollination of knowledge within MiniCorp should be something that we're striving to get better and better and better every day. And this is done through many different mediums. Like, I never want to see this feeling of there's just all of the team members working siloed in their desks and they're not asking questions and they feel more like freelance contractors than actual participants in the vision of MiniCorp. And so I'm striving to get as many communication channels opened and to allow people to really feel that they can discuss or ask questions or talk about any topic that they're interested in a MiniCorp, and that we can go and build this crazy, amazing company together. So that's really, really pushing me forward right now. We're also moving offices very soon. So in April, we're going to move from where we are on Mespel Road in Dublin to WeWork in, it's kind of at the top of Harcourt Street in Dublin. The main reason being is we want to be very closely connected with the startup community. And the best way for us to do that is to have a beautiful private office that is within the ecosystem of many other participants. And WeWork seems like a great environment to do that, where there's events happening and there's community and we can help people and we can talk with people and people can help us to grow as well. So we're really, really excited about that. What else is going down? Yeah, another big one in MiniCorp is that the responsibility and the respect that we should be giving our customers by way of guidance, I think we've fallen by the wayside a little bit on that one. And what I mean by that is that 99% of the people or clients that come to MiniCorp have never built a company or a product or a business model or a tech or an app before. And it's completely their first time at the rodeo. And so we, as the product builders and company builders in unison with those founders, should be educating them and guiding them through the process as much as possible. we should be almost measuring and depicting patterns and using our own experience from launching previous applications to be proactive in our approach to those clients and to that product. And so we're in the middle of deploying different strategies against that right now and opening up those really powerful lines of communication to our clients. So I'm really excited about that. And then just kind of moving into my evening as well and what's changed. So I don't know when it started, but I got into running, I would say, over the last year. I wouldn't say that I'm into running, but I understand what running does for me. Running gives me time to reflect. Running gives my body the hormones that it needs through exercise. So something that blew my mind recently is that exercise actually isn't great for the body in the way that people think that it is. So when you go running, that physical stress is, you know, it's, you're putting your body through stress. And what the actual benefit is that when you do these exercises, your body releases these hormones, which is what the benefits of exercise actually come from. And so, yeah, I've kind of like over the past year, at the very beginning, I couldn't run a kilometer. Like I would be out of breath. I would be in bits, couldn't move, you know, just completely unfit. Versus now, I can go out for a run on a Monday evening, put in 5 kilometers really, really easily and feel the benefits of it. You know, like I feel more energetic and more fit from just doing good exercise. And then, yeah, so going to bed will be a very similar pattern. I started to, through Tim Ferriss, I think, and some other people, take magnesium or those salts, the bath salts that are full of magnesium, having a bath maybe once or twice per week, plugging in my phone downstairs in the office and turning it off or putting it on airplane mode for the last hour of the day. And that's done wonderful things. Like that's kind of told my brain or told my body that it's time to wind down now and that in the next hour you're going to be going to sleep. Because I don't know where I heard, but I heard recently that sleep is probably one of the most important, if not the most important factor to feeling good and having a healthy lifestyle. So make sure that you're getting really good quality sleep. Don't listen to these crazy people that say, you know, just put in 4 hours of sleep or 5 hours of sleep, or you can operate on a lot less sleep than you think. It's bullshit. You need good quality 7-8 hours of sleep per night. Your body needs to repair itself. It needs to get back in the game. Your mental capacity, your cognitive function, everything will thank you from having a really, really good night's sleep. So please, please do that. After that, I think it's nutrition, and then after nutrition, it's exercise. But yeah, so sleep is a really important one. I haven't started measuring my sleep at all yet. I don't know if I should, to make sure that you're getting good REM sleep and everything. I know that my wife is going through a lot of pain right now because she's quite a light sleeper, and so the kids, Nina or Lily, might wake up in the middle of the night and she'll hear them and end up going to them straight away versus me being fair and taking my fair share of the sleepless nights. I should do more. But yeah. Anyway, okay, so that is it for episode 17. I think this is a longer one than normal, but I hope you found it really interesting. And yeah, I'm really enjoying these podcasts. I think I just need to put good content behind them and to really let things percolate before I discuss them on this. So things that would really help me. Number one is if you would do me a huge favor and give this podcast a 5-star or a rating that you think that it deserves. The reason that I ask for that is not for my own self-satisfaction. I ask for it because if you think that other people will benefit from this podcast, giving it that rating will mean that the iTunes podcast store or wherever you're listening to this podcast will rank it higher and thus introducing it or showing it in organic feeds to more people. So I would really appreciate that. And I think that other people will learn from that as well. So a big thank you. Hope you have an awesome day and catch you guys very soon.